Blog Talk Radio.
Today for the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us.
And I thank you, Lord, for every person that you have put in our lives to buffet us, to encourage us, to pray for us, to teach us, oh God. All of those people are important to our growth. I want to thank you for our parents, our siblings, and all those who have taken care of us when we were not able to take care of ourselves. Thank you, Father, today for such a great cast of people who look after us, who you allow to govern us and bring us to this point in our lives, that we might glorify you more and more. Thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy. I need you, Father, and I needed every person that you put in my life. And I say thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit that lives within me. Amen. Have you ever thought about how much a person is worth? How much would you pay or could you pay for a kind word, words of prayer, someone who will stick by you no matter what time or how long the day is, a person that you can call any time of the day or night, and you can talk to them, and you know that they're going to give you words of knowledge and wisdom and understanding from God. You know that they're going to love you unconditional. How much is that person worth? Often, they never hear thank you. They're never told how much we appreciate them. And many times we don't realize their importance until they are in the grave. Their bodies are laying in the grave. Then we look back at all of the things that they've done for us. And we began to reminisce. And we began to see all of the things, all of the kind words when I was down and how they would speak to me. You began to remember the prayers that they would pray over you with boldness and love and kindness. When you really look at it, you find that they were ready to teach you the principles of God when everybody else said, leave him or her alone. Even in the midst of our crisis, that person was there. They didn't say much, but they would always be there and ready to do whatever you needed done, whether you voiced it or they felt you needed done. How much is that person worth? The truth of it, I don't know how much they're worth. But I know that I don't have the resources to really pay them for what they're worth. But I can say this. Thank you for being there for me. Many have gone on, but I can still say thank you for the things you have done for me. And I want to be able to tell the people that are still alive, thank you for the sacrifices you made for me. But I didn't even know who I was. I had no idea what to do. But you took the time to support me and push me and encourage me to go in the right way. I say thank you. I was given the privilege of telling my father how much I loved him. And hearing his voice reply back, I love you. Words that I never heard come from his mouth energize my spirit forever. I had the privilege of telling my stepfather how much I loved him and how much I appreciated him coming into my life as a teenager, taking care of me as he would take care of his own son. I had the privilege of telling him that. And I'm glad I had that privilege. I'm glad I had the opportunity to tell him how much I appreciated him and how much I loved him. I had the same opportunity to tell my mother how much I appreciated her. All the things that she had to go through to get me where I am. I told her how much I loved her and how much I appreciated her. I still tell people that all the time. I still tell them I love them and I appreciate them, because I don't really know when the last day will come for them or for myself. But I always want to be grateful and thankful for the things people do for me. Just a good morning. How much is a good morning worth? With a smile. How much is how you do worth when everything seems to be falling apart in your life? How much is a hug worth when you're feeling all alone? I don't know how much it's worth, but I can tell you that I don't have enough resources to pay the price. How much is it worth? When I read the words out of St. John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know how much that's worth, but I don't have the resources to pay the price. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I don't know how much that's worth. I really don't. I don't really believe that my intelligence or anything within me could even compute the worth of any of these things. How much is it worth when God says, Paul says, God made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. How much is that worth? To bring me from a life of sin, a nature of sin that destroyed me, could have sent me to hell. But God forgave me through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So how much is it worth to be able to say that I'm born again, not by works or righteousness which I have done, but according to his mercy, I'm saved. How much is it worth to be able to say, for by grace I am saved, through faith, and not of myself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest I would ever boast about it. How much is it worth, really, when you think about, when you look back over everything, and as I read out of Ephesians, the second chapter, and you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. How much is that worth? How much is it worth? You know, we're always trying to pay for something. But I don't know how much it's worth, for my computer will not go that high. But I can tell you right now, I don't have the resources to pay the bill for what God has done for me. I don't have the resources. And when I really think about everything that God has done for me, all I can say, thank you, Father. I thank you. When I read out of Ephesians 1 and 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. How much is it worth for God to choose you and me to be his sons and daughters? Before the foundation of the world, we were chosen. I don't understand that. I don't understand predestination. I don't understand what's in the mind and heart of God. But how much is it worth to know that your sins were forgiven by God? I don't know how much it's worth. I don't even know the reason why he did it. But I know that I do not possess the resources that would pay the bill. But I can say thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you for setting me free. When I read verse 7 in the first chapter of Ephesians, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. How much is it worth to possess the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of God? How much is it worth? I don't know how much it's worth, but I know that I don't have the resources to pay the bill. But I can say, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. I don't deserve it. I'll never deserve it. But I will receive it from you, my God, with gratefulness and thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for giving me everything that I need to destroy the works of Satan in my life. I just want to thank you right now. I don't know how much it's worth, and if I knew the price, I could not pay the price, because the bill would be so high that I would never be able to pay to fill. But I can say, Father, thank you for everything that you have done for me. Thank you for setting me free from the powers of sin. When I read out of Colossians, the first chapter, and I look at verse 8, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with all with knowledge, with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you are worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. How much is it worth to have a God who puts himself inside of us in the person of the Holy Spirit? How much is it worth to have a God who loves us so much that he was willing to pay the ultimate price, sending Jesus Christ to die for the sins of all humanity? How much is that worth? How much is it worth to go to heaven rather than hell? How much is that worth to be given a spirit of power and love and a sound mind rather than fear and stress? How much is it worth to be able to enjoy the life of God, even in the midst of the storms? How much is it worth? I thought about telling when I told my wife how much I loved her, how much I cared about her, how much I appreciated her being a great, awesome, wonderful, remarkable, beautiful woman of God, that I had the privilege of serving her for over almost 41 years as a husband. How much is it worth to have had such a great woman in your life who loved you unconditional, who forgave you for the wrong that you've done? How much is it worth to have had the opportunity to raise her three children. And be called Pawpaw by her grandchildren. How much is it worth for her to have mothered my son? How much is it worth? For God to have given me a biological grandson. How much is it worth? I don't know how much it's worth. But I know that I don't have the resources to pay the bill. But I can say, Lord, my God, my Father, I thank you. I'm grateful for the things you have done for me. I'm grateful for the people that you placed in my life. And without those people, my life would have been empty and dry. But because of those people, my life is rich. My life is wealthy. More wealthy than a gold mine or a diamond mine. The things that you have given me is worth it all. I just want to thank you today. I want to thank you for when I read in your words here. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So when I think about being complete, and I don't feel complete, when I think about being complete, I don't see myself complete. But I take God at his word when he says, I am complete in Jesus Christ. I just want to thank you, Father, for completing a work in me that I cannot explain. Thank you, Father, for giving me everything that I need to destroy the works of Satan. So I don't know how much it's worth to have all of the things that God has given me. I don't know how much it's worth to have known the people that I've known in my life who have spoken kind words, who have loved me unconditional, who have given to me things that they couldn't afford to give me. But I can say, thank you for the things that you've done for me. So I don't know how much it's worth to have people around you who love you for nothing. People who say kind words to you. Just good morning when you don't feel good. Don't feel like a good morning. But that good morning transforms the life. I don't know how much it costs to have those kind of people in your life. And I know that most of those people, as I said at the beginning, will never hear how important they are, a word to us. Many of them have gone on in for this season. And they will never know how much we appreciate them. But I'm glad that I was privileged, had the opportunity to tell some people how much I appreciated them. I'm glad that I even heard people tell me how much they appreciate what I do for them. How much is it worth? I don't know how much it's worth. But I do know this. I don't have the resources to pay the bill. But I can say, Lord, I am so grateful. And I live in the spirit of thanksgiving before you. So I can say thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you for sending Jesus down to die for me. I don't really know how much all this is worth. Because I don't have anything in my mental capabilities. I don't have anything in my possession that would calculate the price of all the things, all the blessings I have received all of my life. And you see, those blessings are still going on. I'm telling you, the price is still going up because I'm able to receive blessings every day, every minute, every second of the day. But whatever it's worth, God has paid it all. That's the good news. All to him I owe. He paid a debt that I owed. He paid a debt that I couldn't pay. So if you think you've got the resources to pay for the goodness and the mercy of God, I can tell you right now, your money will not pay the bill for what God has done for you or even what other people have done for you in your life. And I know right now, as you're listening, your mind goes back to those people who helped you. It didn't seem like much at the time. It seemed like they were poor, but they gave you so many riches with their wisdom and their knowledge, their understanding. Just the words, I love you, I care about you, you can make it. No one can stop you from going forward. You can make it. You can excel. Even in a world that you don't even see the possibilities, you can still move on. Oh, I don't know about you. I think those people who couldn't see today physically, but they saw today by faith. And they told me that there would be a better day. Those who gave me prophecies of the ministry that I'm doing right now. I wouldn't even thought about doing the things I'm doing. I didn't feel adequate. I didn't feel qualified. But God qualified me. God justified me, and God is glorifying himself in me. So I just want to say thank you, and I don't know how much it's worth, but I don't have enough resources to pay the bill. Right now, I just want to allow area code 469-323-5151 to have words. Would you have words tonight?
No, I'm just thankful tonight because God is certainly speaking through you. And I just know that it is a wonderful thing to recognize how it is that God has blessed us in and through our relationship with him. He brings people. I heard you just mentioning some of the, referring to the prophetic words that have been spoken over your life and giving reference to the blessings that fall upon your life from people, and you know whether someone recognizes it and says thank you or not. There's such a wonderful view of how God uses his people to do his will, and I believe that it's so rewarding to be a willing vessel that God can use. Just left the hospital here a little bit ago, been spending a lot of time there with a dear friend of mine, dear sister of mine, that had two strokes here the other week. And one of the sisters that I was talking to, I had to just kind of counsel with her, you know, an ordained minister who knows the Lord, and just very, very, very emotional. And I looked at her and I said, you know, walk in your leader spirit. You know, take authority over your mind when fear starts rising up in your mind and your thoughts about your sister or about you, because you have the power, but you want to use the power and go ahead and cry, get that out of your system, and then gird yourself up and take authority over your weaker flesh mind and let your spirit lead and guide it. And I say that because we can be such a blessing to one another if we learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to be in us and through us at times when we need to minister to someone that's really dear and close, even if it just means anointing their feet. And I'm not talking about preaching a sermon, but just, you know, doing something as simple as like what you said a while ago, good morning, you know, an act of love, something that it doesn't take a whole lot to be the Jesus that some people, the only Jesus that some people will see. And in a time where someone is sick and they're down and they're dear and close to us, and I know you know that well through the life that you've lived, that we have to know that we cannot, I don't care how much we love, you know, how much scripture we know and all of that, we can know it and preach it and quote it and remember it, but when it is time to be that word, we have to have it in us and have a mind to know who it is that we are in God, know what our job description is, and do it. Amen.
Amen. You know, and I'm sure you know people that have been, you know, have come in your life that has made a difference in your life that just telling you that it's going to be all right, you know.
Yes, yes.
You got some hits, and you felt like quitting, and they said, that's all right. All right. It's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going
exactly.
to be stronger because of that. Do you
yes.
remember those times?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it changed my life. So I know the value of someone being in my life or in my presence, you know, on those dark days. And I remember back in 07, and I said to the Lord, I said, God, don't ever let me forget it. People have been such a blessing to me. please, when I get about this sick, don't ever let me forget it. I want to give. And it began to, I've always been a giver, but I began to look for opportunities to give something to somebody because of the love of Christ dwelling in and through others that were giving me an encouraging word to say, Linnell, you know, hold on, Linnell, it's, you know, you're going through this. It's not for you. You're going through this to be stronger for somebody else, you know. And it means a lot. It really means a lot when we can show that kind of love and concern and just and just speak a kind word, you know. It's going to be all right. This is what I've been saying to her all week, you know. Do you don't worry about anything. It's going to be all right. You know, it's okay. Well, come on down here and cry, and you get it out of your system. Now you can, you know, go and show the love of God in you. And I really believe that that is so much of the believer's walk. Should be so much of the believer's walk, and just as it changed my life, because I can't even put into words really what it does when a person is, you know, back is up against a wall, or, you know, whether it's sickness or disease or financial or the loss of a loved one. We need each other, and it makes a phenomenal difference in the psyche and the healing. It's so much healing in those times where someone can just be there, or just say, you know what, it's all right, or just touch your hand. You know, you just. I think a person knows when they've been there. I could try to describe it in words, but you know, when you've been there, then you know how the love of God, the love of God shown through His vessel, can really make you or break you, really make you stronger. I sat in a chair in my bedroom a couple of years ago while I still had tubes in my lungs from the open heart reconstructive surgery that I had and during my early recovery time. And I sat there and I said, God, people are so good to me. And people have been so loving for me. And I said, well, what have I done? What have I done for anybody? And he said, Linnell, what you do for people is not in the tangible. He began to speak to me because I earnestly wanted to have that look at myself. And I said, what have I done? He said, what you've done for people outside of the tangible is intangible. That's why they love on you the way they do, because of how you walk. And the tears just began to flow because touched my spirit. So to have people to come around me and pray and come through the door with clothes for me, and I didn't know that they were, you know, I didn't know God was doing these things behind the scene where I lost close to 50 pounds, couldn't wear anything that I had no money coming in. And I was getting ready to have a prayer retreat some months later in the year. And I said, God, what am I going to wear? I don't, you know. And God just began to bring items through people that had never seen me before. And I sat and I just said, God, he said, for every seed that you sow, I'm showing you your harvest. And anything that I needed, he provided. I didn't even know what size I wore. And one friend of mine told me, Linnell, you didn't know what size you wore, but God did.
Amen.
And it's just miraculous to see the Lord work through that. And there wasn't no cheap toe-up stuff. Some of them still had tags on them. Some of them were suits I call preaching suits. Some were just things to wear around the comfort of my home. But I had not one dime. And God showed me, I'm going to show you, you don't need a dime. I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I'm the provider. And so those types of occurrences come. I know that, you know, I had begun to see miracles. And once I began to see miracles, then I always look for miracles, because I don't believe we go back behind where God is. We don't, you know, go backward in what God has brought us to. We, you know, we go forward. And once I began to count up what God had done, I counted 40 outfits. And I just shake my head. I just shake my head. And I know God's not a respecter of persons. And he encourages us and strengthens us in so many ways. And what he did for one, he'll do for another.
That's good news.
Yeah.
You know, you think about, well, we look for our blessings from those who have the most, but usually we get our blessings from those who have the least. Somebody may walk up $2 and that's all they've got, and you're just saying, wow. I mean, it just takes you to the floor and says, my. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started preaching, I wouldn't even, you know, the person that didn't have much, you know, I wouldn't even take their money. And a preacher friend said, don't ever do that again, because they're giving you their seed. They're planting
it
in life, and you're robbing them of their blessing. And I don't care how it is. I'm going to be that stall for them to plant in. You know, I learn about stuff quite often. We try to pay people for blessing us. No, we don't pay anybody. We just continue to give. And it's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like to try to pay so they won't be beholden to anybody. But you're beholden to everybody. You know, I mean, there's so many people that have helped me in my life that I can never pay the bill. My resources will not pay the bill for the blessings I receive. I just know right now that I am benefiting from the blessings that my wife sowed on me. You know, being blessed by her prayers and her kind words to me and embracing me and letting me know that things are going to be all right, that God was going to use me to do this. This is long before she got sick, she was speaking into my life. You know, I see those right now that she spoke on my life, you know. And I think we ought to thank God. Instead of complaining about what we don't have, we start thanking God for the things we have. Do you know, I believe the richest God are the people around us who are bold enough to tell us they love us.
Yeah.
Bold enough to tell us that it's going to be all right. I know, you know what, it's hard to walk in and tell somebody that things are going to be all right when the sun is down in their life, going down in their lives, when the winds are blowing hard in their lives. It's hard to walk in and say, but God will never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right.
And I thank God for those people who was bold enough and embrace me and tell me it's going to be all right. I'm here for you. What do you need done? And I don't even know what I need done. And they just start doing things. Just like fools. They didn't even know your size.
Yes.
But God sent them.
Yes.
And I like what John the Baptist says. I must decrease, he must increase. I'm just a boy. I am in the will. I'm not him, but I'm speaking for him.
Yeah.
So we got to remember, we're not God, but we speak for God. We hug for God. We love for God. We speak words of encouragement in people's lives for God.
Amen.
So it's about us. It's all about God who put the people in our lives. I mean,
amen.
Just look back to the older preachers who spoke in my life. I look back even at the preachers who criticized me. they help me. You know, I mean, really, they sharpened me. You know, they got me ready for the storms. They probably didn't realize it, but they got me ready to go and be bold for the things of God. And I just thank God for everything he's done for me. Even the guys and ladies in prison who encouraged me. You know, you would think, well, you know, these people are behind bars, but they're not all behind bars. They are freer than people who are not behind bars physically. You know, one of the greatest I received was on death row. There was a lady named Frances Newton. I went to death row, and I was going to really tell them, you know, the goodness of God, really encouraged them. When I walked in there with my wife and three other team members, we didn't say a word. She ministered to us. I had never seen love on that level before. She didn't say much, but you could see the smile on her face. It was beautiful. And when we left out of there, after being in her care, in her care for about 15 to 20 minutes, I can tell you it changed her lives. We walked out of there with a different outlook on love and mercy because we saw a woman free. On death row, she was free. And I could say that message that she gave me wasn't a lot of words. It was that smile, that peace, that past all understanding, that love that you can't buy. So I don't know how much this is all worth. But I don't have the resources to pay the bill. But I can say thank you, Francis. I'm grateful I came on death row that day because I died on death row.
Wow.
I resurrected on death row. That's what we can say. We died when people helped us. We died because of what God did for us. So we can resurrect and say, you know what? Thank you, Father. Understand how you could save me. I don't understand that. But I just want to thank you. Lead us in prayer, would you, as we leave out?
Yes. Heavenly Father, tonight, we just thank you, Father God. We just glory in your name. We glory in your presence, oh God, because nobody can love us like you do. My Father, we just thank you now for your message. We thank you, Father, for reminding us of the power of love, God, that held Jesus on the cross. And, Father, I just pray right now tonight for someone who doesn't know that love, who needs to know, Father, about the love that's shared from heart to heart and breast to breast. God, I send it forth tonight. For those whose heads are bowed down, who are weary and wondering how they're going to make ends meet, how they're going to solve a problem, oh God, be the I am in their life and their circumstance right now. I call it, I decree it to be so in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone listening tonight, Father, and just wrap your arms of love and protection around those who know you as well as those who don't know you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I ask it and to be so. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless you, sister. I love you.
Yeah.
And
love
we'll
leave
out with he's done enough for us.
The psalmist simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah. to praise him. He's already done enough for me to give him glory. He's already done enough for me to pay the price.
God richly bless you is our prayer. Amen.